Jenny Brond. Her autobiographical collection, Heartlands, has been launched, and it's in aid of the Anthony Nolan Blood Cancer Trust. Well, the former Archbishop of Canterbury has endorsed the collection, describing its finely crafted and vivid poems, formally well-shaped, emotionally sharp, and compassionate. So here is Jenny with some of the Devon-inspired poetry in that collection.
Westward Ho was written because it's where I was brought up. I was there from about 8 years old to 17. And I was taken there by my mother as a child. And these really are childhood memories. More than these others, you alone are home, where childhood's sweetest fantasy took flight. When shelter was denied a child and mother, 'twas you that took them in one moonlit night. Did you bestow this gift of love, this yearning, deep in the saddened heart of lonely child, and know that all your loveliness and caring would invade her being, leave her heart beguiled? That she would come again with love and gladness, and show her children secrets of her own. Your rocky cliffs, which once absorbed her sadness, and turned to joy and giving when full grown. Your pebbled ridge, your sandhills and bleak burrows, each inch familiar, loved, remembered yet. Beloved cliffs and green-clad tors and lookout, a part of life I never shall forget. It was a very wonderful childhood in the 50s, when a child could run free. And that was my playground, because my mum was a war bride, a war divorcee, and was left to bring me up on her own. And she had to work to support me. So Westward Ho became not only my playground, but my friend. And the sea has always been part of wherever I've lived. And my daughter in America has actually inherited my longing to live by the ocean. The sea. I am the sea. I wash all shores on earth. I am the sea. All continents I girth. I hide 1,000 secrets from the land. I hide uncounted graves, each one unplanned. I am the sea. Home to creatures great and small. I am the sea. The whale, the shrimp, my creatures all. 1,000 meters deep my children play. Each one survives to be another's prey. I am the sea. Come splash in my warm waves. I am the sea. Forget those ancient graves. Today I am deceiving, gentle, mild. Come, mother, trust me with your little child. I am the sea, whipped up by wind and storms. I am the sea. Unleashed, the fury of my wildest forms gave birth to Earth's first life, and at her end, our lap of wounded shores, her one true friend. After a period of training in London, a period of having getting married, having children, and moving to Essex, we returned to Devon and made our home in Exmouth. And early in our return to Devon, I got up early one morning and went down to the beach. Exmouth dawn. One morn I got up early and walked down to the sea. I was the only stranger there. No seabird noticed me. A gentle sea lapped golden shore. A distant cormorant dived. And deep beyond the misty bar, an oyster catcher cried. Without sound, the silver mist softly began to blush, and wisps and streaks of fleecy cloud were touched by artist's brush. I stood entranced and watched with awe as light crept o'er the sea. A misty orb slid into view with silent majesty. I watched with bated, reverent breath the glorious dawn unfold, and there, before my very eyes, the world was turned to gold.
Wonderful. Okay, that's Jenny Braund, and the poet. She's a former nurse, she's now a poet, and she was reading there from the Heartlands collection. You can find it in bookshops and online, and the reason I'm mentioning that is all profits from the sales go to the Anthony Nolan Trust for Blood Cancer. It's 8:32.